what you see with, I'm going to start from the bottom, the greater region. There's high market integration in this cross-border region. The economic institutions work together closely. There's high integration in terms of collaborations between local governments, but civil society does not work together. Civil society in Luxembourg pretty much stops at the border, and I'll explain why in a minute. Now, since the economic crisis occurred, Luxembourg has lost jobs, just like everywhere else in Europe. But the people who have been losing jobs have not been Luxembourgish, because 85% of them work in the public sector. And those of us who are foreigners, we work in the private sector. And as I showed you earlier, most of them are cross-border workers. When they lost their jobs, then all of a sudden they found themselves with difficulties of coverage, because France and Belgium didn't want to cover them, saying you worked in Luxembourg, and the Luxembourgish didn't want to cover them, saying but you're French and you're Belgian. And that created a lot of tension. As a result of this, in fact, you see that the GDP of this entire region is heavily concentrated in Luxembourg, which again has led to a backlash when they have now done public opinion polls in the entire greater region, asking them, what is your opinion of the greater region? What is your opinion of Europe? So colleagues in another institute in Luxembourg. And it's no surprise that the responses, the negative responses in Belgium and France doubled the amount of negative responses from Luxembourg. And